Aloha no kākou, and mahalo for listening to an episode of Hawaiian at Home. This is the first episode in season 5, and really all that means is that this is the 5th year that I've tried to carry on this podcast. I really believe in it, and I've met a lot of people who have been encouraged by what we share in our stories. I don't always have the time to make episodes, but this year, being a new year, I'm going to try my best to put out one every month. So it's almost 10 o'clock at night on January 31st. And I thought, well, I can watch a TV show or I can record a quick episode. And then I still have a chance of meeting my goal for the year. So here we are. I feel like that's also just a good in goal setting, right? You just at least doing something is getting you closer to your goal. That's kind of how I like to see it. But I think I just wanted to share one thought with you guys tonight, and that thought is the thought of discouragement, because honestly, I get super discouraged about learning Hawaiian and speaking Hawaiian sometimes, and I definitely think in the past year, last year was a tricky year for me in speaking Hawaiian, I think because we've been doing it now for 7 years. We've been doing it now for 7 years, and I really just feel like by now I should be a lot better than where I'm at. I can speak and I'm fluent, but it's still a struggle for me. I still stumble sometimes when I'm explaining things that are new topics to me, and I get nervous still in front of other people. I definitely wouldn't want to be giving any sorts of speeches. And yeah, it's just still not something that's just comfortable for me. And so while I'm able to live with that and continue on, that definitely bothers me from time to time of like, wow, you know, if it's 7 years in, we've dedicated a lot of our time and life to this. I wish it was easier. I don't know, maybe something of what I've just shared is similar to maybe how you felt. But I've definitely felt discouraged a lot and last year for sure. And when I get discouraged, I think that leads me to bad habits of, you know, getting lazy and not always speaking Hawaiian to my husband. We've been able to continue on speaking Hawaiian to our kids, but that, I think that's really more so just because it's a habit and also because they're children. So we talk about mostly the same things every single day. But yeah, to my husband, there's been days when it's just like us, or if we go on a date and, you know, there's part of me that could be like, okay, we're going to speak Hawaiian 24/7 all the time. And then there's the discouraged part of me that's like, you know what? I'm tired. I just want to hang out with you. And I want you to just listen to me without like me struggling to express myself, and also us not understanding each other sometimes, because that totally happens still. Yeah, so that's happened to me a lot in the past year. And so I guess I'm just sharing with all of you that we're, you know, as we've talked about a lot, we're a Hawaiian language speaking family. We've brought this back into our family. We didn't grow up speaking Hawaiian. I only took 2 years in high school, and even that wasn't really enough to really get us going when we wanted to learn and as a family. But we still struggle. And the journey never ends. The learning never ends as well. And to me, I think at the end of every day, what's most important to me is that you don't give up. And giving up doesn't mean like you take a break from it. Giving up doesn't mean you don't speak it for a week, or, you know, taking breaks isn't giving up. But giving up is, in my view, I think giving up is seeing that it's not worth anything. It has no value, and it won't give anything or provide anything for you or for the generations to come, for your posterity. I think that for me is when you give up, is saying, you know what, this isn't worth it at all or anymore. So as long as we can keep the belief and the understanding that language is the key to culture, and it connects us to our many kupuna who came before us, and it will connect us to the many Hawaiians who will come after us. So it's something to fight for. And however that looks like for you right now at this time in your life, whatever season you're in, you can fight for it. I know you can. It's going to look different for everyone, but don't give up, even if it's just once a month, 10 o'clock at night, 5 minutes, you can do it. I really believe you can. Mahalo nui for listening. Please encourage me to help me keep this podcast going. Leave a review and just let me know what you think, or send me a message on Instagram. You know, we're just going to keep this really chill. The most important thing is just that you know that I believe in you and that you can do it. Mahalo nui. Aloha.